Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, me again, and I'm back.
And thank you for listening in to the show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show. And I'm your host, Frank Williams. Again, thank you guys for listening in to the show. The call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. That number again is 818-301-5834. You can call into the show and speak your mind, give your opinion, because this is your show. I'm just here kind of running the show. but this is your show. Okay? So call in, talk about the subject, give your opinion, make a statement, what have you. I have a great show lined up for you tonight. So sit back, relax. I don't know if you'll be able to relax, but sit back, try to relax, and have a good time. All right? And again, guys, those that are listening via my show page on Blog Talk Radio, thank you for listening in online. And those who are listening via cell phone, thank you for listening in to the show. Okay? Now, if you're on Twitter, you can follow the show on Twitter at The Frank W. Show. The Frank W. Show on Twitter. You can also follow the show on Facebook at The Frank Williams Show. If you go into your Facebook account, type in the search box, The Frank Williams Show. My show page should come up there. And voila, whether you're on Twitter or Facebook, you'll never miss an episode of the show if you don't want to. Okay? But again, call into the show and voice your opinion or give a statement about the episode. All right? Now, our show tonight is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, or corporate accounting, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with all your needs or concerns. Give them a call today. That office number again is 770-732-0244. Now, guys, tomorrow is Free Fall Friday. Tomorrow's the end of the week. And tomorrow's show, the reason I call it Free Fall Friday is because I open up the show to anyone who wants to call in and talk about whatever they want. I don't care if it's, you know, candy, or you can go as far as sex or anything you want to talk about, just call into the show and talk about it. But keep it clean. This is a family show because I have young kids that listen to the show. I got the whole gamut from young kids, high schoolers, all the way up to middle-agers in their 50s and 60s. Okay? So, again, hang on, get ready for this ride, because we have a great show for you. Today's show is titled Swingers and Swinger Clubs. Swingers and Swinger Clubs. Now, guys, I know a lot of you know what swingers are, okay? But I want to give you the meaning, so to speak, of swingers. And I'll get to that in just a minute. But anyway, I'm sorry, guys. I'm trying to, you know, men can't do two things at one time. Women can, but men can't do two things at one time. So I'm trying to do two things at one time, but I can't. But I do have the meaning of this, okay? You know, it says a swinger is a person, a thing that swings. We know that, all right? It says a lively, active, and modern person whose activities are fashionable and trendy. Then it says, in slang, It says a person who indulges in promiscuous sex, a person who engages in the exchanging of spouses for sexual activities. That's what we're looking for. A person who engages in the exchanging of spouses for sexual activities. Okay, here's the deal. There are swinger clubs all over the United States. Okay, it's no different here in Atlanta. There are swinger clubs here. People do this. And it seems to be perfectly legal, okay, that people go into swingers clubs and they find someone to be with, their mate, their spouse or whatever, find someone to be with, and they're with them. They're at the club. Now, I've never been in a swingers club. I've never been in a swingers club to see what they're doing. I've never been in a swingers club to do what they're doing. I have no desire for that because, you know what, men, I've said this before, men can go and do promiscuous stuff. But when their mates go out and do promiscuous stuff, it is just, it's horrible. It's just frowned upon as a man, and he can't stand it. He wants to get away from her and run from her, get away from her as far as he can. But when men are doing it, it's okay with him. But when their spouses start to do it, they can't handle it, okay, and that's the way I am. I mean, men have huge egos, and that's my thing. Is that, you know, my ego says that I can, you know, I can. I can satisfy her. So why would she have to go out and do something different? Now I'm going to pose a question too to you guys. Is that, here's the deal. If your spouse or boyfriend or whatever came home today and said, you know, girlfriend, change clothes, put on some nice clothes, get spiffied up, I've been invited to a swingers club, and we're going. What would you guys say? That question came up. What would you say? Well, I'm going to tell you what I'd say. If my wife came home and said, honey, get dressed, we're going out to a swingers club tonight. I've been invited to a swingers club. It's not really going to be any hesitation on my part. I'm just going to say, get out. And you know, that's the deal. You know, she may go on to the club. She may not. But if she does go on to the club, then we know what the deal is. We know what's going to happen. All right? And you can't stand for that. So, you know, when she comes home, you know, her stuff's going to be outside, right there next to the garage. So I hope the guy that she's with when she goes to the swingers club drives a truck, because he's going to need it to pick up her stuff. I'm not going to stand for it. Now, I have a caller on the show from the 706 area code, the first 3 digits of the number is 881. 706, the first 3 digits are 881. I'm going to put that caller up on the show. Caller, you live on the show with Frank Williams. Are you there? Hello? Caller, you there? All right. I can't hear the caller right now, but I will try to get him back up on the show in just a minute. But here's the deal. So what I'm saying is swingers and swingers clubs. They're swingers clubs. So here, you know, this is what I think a swingers club is all about. That you can go up in the swingers club. I don't know if you can be single and go up in a swingers club just to swing, or if you have to be with someone to come up in a swingers club. I don't know. Okay. I don't know the cost, if there's one. I don't know how things are run in the swingers club. But if any of you guys out there know about it, call the show. Tell me what goes on there, or what's the deal? How do you get in there? How do you get involved in the swingers club? I'm not saying that for me to get involved in the swingers club or anything like that. I just want to educate and go from there. But here's my idea of what the swingers club is about. I think a swingers club is about, say, for instance, you go up in there with your significant other, or you go up in there with your wife or whatever, okay? And, you get there and you're seeing things that are unusual. What I mean by unusual is you may see someone come up in the club and they're together, and then he goes one way and she goes another way. And then a little bit later, you see her with someone totally different than who she came in with. And you see him with someone different than who he came in with. And I guess they may have, rooms or some place to go for them to go and have fun together. And that's what the title, the title swinger says. A swinger is a person who engages in the exchanging of spouses for sexual activities. So you're going to go there to take your spouse and exchange your spouse with someone else. They're going to give you, or they're going to, let you hang on to their spouse, and you're going to let them hang on to your spouse for sexual activities. I don't think so. Okay? Like I said, your stuff will be outside when you get home. Or not home, but when you come back here. All right, because now things aren't good. Things aren't good anymore. And that's the way we men are. We can't handle our mates going out being with someone else. And what I'm saying is, and I talked about this the other day on my show, is why do men need sex? Men have to connect with their woman body to body or sexually. That's how men connect to their women or their woman, is body to body sexually. That's how they feel adequate. That's how we feel like we're adequate for our spouse. And if that's not happening, then at some point this guy's going to find someone who he can feel adequate with. You know, so if she's doing things that's what I call is holding out, or what I call dishing it out at certain times, that's good for her. He's gonna go somewhere else and find someone who'll dish it out in the time that he wants. And he'll start to engage with them, and things will be bad after that. Okay, so that's the way guys are. Women, on the other hand, they have to have that emotional connection. That means that they want to connect with a guy emotionally. I know everyone doesn't. You know, it might be some women that lay down for a living. You know, they may not have, they don't have that emotional connection with the guy they're laying down with, because it's one time, bam, you're out. Bam, you're gone. Okay, next guy come in, bam, you're gone. Next guy come in, bam, you're gone. And that's how they make their living. But at the same time, if it's someone that they're you know, getting together with on a regular basis, like your spouse or your boyfriend or whatever, that you're getting together with on a regular basis, at some point, it's going to have to be a connection there emotionally in order for you women to be satisfied, so to speak. There has to be an emotional connection. And there's going to be an emotional connection if things keep going that way. You know what I'm saying? I got to stop beating around the bush. If you continue to sleep with this guy, there will be an emotional connection at some point. May not be the first time, may not be the second time, may not be the third time. But at some point, there's going to be an emotional connection. That's what women need. That's the way they feel like they have a validation. They're valid at that point when they get that connection emotionally with that man. A man feels validated at the point when he can use his body to connect to her body. And that's the way, sexually, that's the way that we feel like we're validated. Or we're validating the relationship. That's what happens. That's what happens. So a swinger is a person who engages in the exchanging of spouses for sexual activities. Call into the show, guys. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Our episode today, guys, is called Swingers and Swingers Clubs. Now, like I said, the swinger clubs, they're all around. Okay? I guess you can find them, maybe you can search online somewhere and find some swinger clubs that you can go to if that's your thing. If that's something that you want to do or something that you want to get into, there's plenty of them around town. I don't care what city you go to, you'll probably find the swingers club in that area if that's what you're looking for. Okay? So if you're a swinger, or if you and your spouse are swingers, then you can find somewhere to swing. All right? But I think it's a fine line there. if you're doing it for the first time. If you're going into a swingers club, you're going there for the first time. I think it's a fine line there between you and your spouse that can easily be broken in that environment. And the reason I say that is because, you know, you may think you're the one for her, but you may go into a swinger club and she may find someone that can put it down a little bit better than you can, or a little bit more than you can. And that'll be the break of that line that you don't want. And vice versa. A guy can go into a swingers club and that fine line can be broken because he goes in there and the same thing happens with him. He finds a young lady that can put it down or maybe a little bit more into different things than you are. And that line is broken. So you have to be careful there. Please be careful. And then the bigger side of that is that if you're in a swingers club and you've got swingers in there, people who engage in the exchanging of spouses for sexual activities, you don't know who they've been swinging with. You don't know how long they've been swinging. You may see some people in there that's been swinging for years. You don't know they've been swinging for years, but they've been swinging for years. They come to this club all the time. They've been swinging for years. But you don't know who they've been with. You don't know what they have as far as some kind of, you know, disease or something. And, you know, and that can really break that line. Okay? So guys, be smart. Ladies, be smart. If that's your thing, then that's your thing. If you're curious about it, hey, you're a grown man, you're a grown woman. Find out what it's about. That's something that you'd like to engage in. And like I say, you're grown men and grown women. Make your decision. I can't make it for you. I just wanted to educate you on what swingers do and where, you know, where they may be doing it at is a swingers club. Now, I've heard of swinger parties that you can attend, a swinger party, maybe at someone's house, someone that's been swinging a long time, and they got other people who swing, and they have parties where they come over, and we swing, and they swing together, whatever. Guys, the show is about over. I'm going to say, period. You know, if you're a swinger, that's your thing. Hey, be good at it. Do it. Be good at it. Anything you do, try to be the best at what you do. Now, I despise the guys who criticize and minimize the enterprise of other guys whose enterprise has made them rise above the guys who criticize. Don't you? So I thank you guys again for listening in to the show. Have a great day at work tomorrow. Be careful. Love you guys. I'll see you in about 23 and a half hours. Yeah.
let him smile. Come on, please, I'm gone. Forget to reach my phone. Because I promise I'll be gone for a while. When you see me again, I hope that you have been the kind of person that you really are now. Woman taking up my time. Oh, how could you ever allow? I wonder how I would get out of pocket the fun. How? When you know that you're never number two. Number one, gonna be number one. I'll be good. I wish I could. I get this.